Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, Doug, the more time goes by today, the more I am struggling coming to terms that Christian Horner is out at Red Bull Racing. I mean, I get it. It's their worst season in a decade. But, I mean, give him a little time to turn things around, maybe?
Doesn't his record afford him that opportunity?
I mean, he's had 8 driver's championships, 6 constructor's titles.
The constructor's titles is what gets me, because that's 2 good cars.
And he's done that 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his record speaks for itself. And now, unceremoniously, he is out.
What do you think it means for Verstappen?
I think, frankly, they're going to just reevaluate the entire system.
Top to bottom?
Yeah. What are we going to do here? I mean, you just got rid of the top guy. Nobody's safe. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is married to a Spice Girl? You know?
Right.
And that's what they're going to go through.
Gator, what are your thoughts on the term principal?
Team principal?
That's his title, his job title. Should we use that? Should we adopt that more in American sports?
The team principal. Bring it more like an educational type thing?
Sounds like you wouldn't like it.
No, it's basically what they call the coach.
I believe the term is principal, Doug.
Right. Well,
Please.
Yeah.
Try to make a correlation here.
Do they talk about that on the F1 series, Doug, or is it just...
Talk about what?
Principal.
I mean, everybody, they basically have every team's mm-hmm. principal mic'd up, and you hear from that team principal, right? No?
Nice. Why call him a principal? Right? You got to go in the teacher's lounge and start scolding people because Verstappen is verslipping? I mean, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, Toto Wolff, team principal for Mercedes. Is Zach Brown still with McLaren? I don't know if he is or he isn't. No.
Still touring, isn't he?
Who's Gunther? Isn't Gunther still with... what's his team? They're terrible.
No, he was fired by the Chiefs years ago. So I think it was because of the yellow sunglasses.
Haas. Is Gunther still with Haas? Haas is terrible, and Gunther's always their team principal, and I have no idea why.
Well,
he's entertaining as hell, but...
Ever since Haas left the Tigers, he's just been, trying to find himself.
You'll get over it, my friend. All right, so we just played the Christian Horner will be fine if you're worried about him. He'll land on his feet.
I'm just worried about Jerry Halliwell.
We just, yeah, you are. We just played the interaction between Goff and Ben Johnson, and Ben Johnson was, Goff was like, give me this play, and you could hear it faintly in the background. When you watch the show, you'll be able to see the subtitles where he calls the play. Goff is saying, give me the blank and wasp. And Ben Johnson then calls the play. It's Z right, blah, 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 wasp. And you can kind of hear him and Goff like, let's go. And they run the play that Goff wanted to run. And Ben Johnson couldn't hear Goff in the huddle begging for this play because that's not the way it works. The coordinator calls the play into the quarterback's ear and then quarterback's the only one that can hear it. And it worked. And, that right there is the tangible effect that Ben Johnson had on Goff. But maybe it goes the other way, too. Hey, I got your thoughts. We talked about it. Kang, do you have any thoughts?
So I think I understand the people that are, losing your coordinator, especially when you're that successful, is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's a good thing, okay? But I can see where you hear that cut and you go, oh, man, this is going to hurt next year. Ben Johnson obviously had control of this offense. The relationship, the chemistry him and Goff had, clearly you can just hear right there, thinking just alike, right?
Yep.
I'll take the Doug Karsh half-glass full approach on this instead and
let's
say,
let's go.
Look at Jared Goff, man. He can call plays himself, right? He has command of this offense. He knows what would work for the most part and what wouldn't work. So he wanted that play. So if he has to, he can do this, you know? And obviously, John Morton's going to come up with a different, you know, offensive playbook and all that stuff, different terminology, but... And it's going to take time. It took, what, Ben Johnson 2-3 years with Goff to kind of get on the same, not even on the same page, but just to get where they were at. I think Jared Goff has also developed. And whether, you know, whoever the coordinator is, I think Jared Goff, the development of Jared Goff is the positive part to look at that. And how, in that moment, at that time, they're down 10. He knew the play that would work. He wanted to call that play. It just so happens Ben Johnson thought the same thing.
So a couple other things. One is in episode 4, I thought they showed Kirk Cousins' new backyard in Atlanta. Turns out it was a patio at a restaurant. But at one point, I'm like, ooh, let's see if it how it measures up to his backyard that I love so much in Minnesota. But it was a back patio of a restaurant. So,
was it sweet?
Kang, was it sweet?
It was. It was funny because Gator, Doug looked at it. He showed me the clip and he goes, he did it again. He had a sweet backyard with a patio, and there's a fire pit somewhere. Turns out it was just a nice restaurant. And yeah. But Doug, you know how much he loved Kirk Cousins' backyard.
He loved Kirk Cousins' backyard.
Believe it or not, there's also rather strong Celine Dion reference coming up from Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
Yep. There's a tease. I'm teasing another show.
Did Doug just become the biggest fan of Kirk Cousins? Yes. The answer is yes. I mean, he already was, but then attack on Celine Dion.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it who's pitching tonight against the Yankees?
Logan Evans.
Wasn't it his father?
Yeah,
at that
it was
concert?
His dad. Larry Evans is the one that knew all the words to Celine Dion. Yeah, it's Logan's uncle, or Logan's dad. I'm sorry. Yeah. My kid's uncle. Logan's dad, Larry, and Ted Schumer.
Ted.
Yeah, who are the ones that knew all the words.
Like I threw him on the bus for you?
Yeah, you did. You totally brought that up. And I kept going and getting beers for people. But all right, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. So you go to Ariel in Southfield. You're on 97.1. Hi, Ariel.
What's up, man? How you doing?
We're good.
Two things. Long time no hear, but the Tigers, best record in baseball, but they need to shore up their pitching staff and their bullpen if they want to go far in playoffs, because and do something they have not done in 41 years. As far as Michigan is concerned, I think the schedule is going to help them. I know even though Underwood has not played yet at Michigan, I think he's that Woodson type of legacy player where he's going to get win us some big games, including Ohio State. And one thing I like about Michigan is through all the talk, they're focused. They're laser focused because that program knows what it takes to win, especially that game. And I don't think Ohio State does, which is why they continue to run their mouths. That's something to look at. And this Michigan team was under the latter years of Harbaugh and beginning of Schwab Ward. They kind of remind me of a Mark D'Antonio team where they may not be as talented, but that had that drive and hunger and work ethic.
Well, time will tell. It's hard to know with a freshman quarterback. I want to get to your first point as well, and then we'll get to the second point.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that they need to do anything. We keep talking about what do they need to do. I'm not sure that they need to add to the starting pitching in the bullpen, I don't think it would hurt. If you look back at last year, the Dodgers team ERA, okay, the two teams that played in the World Series, the Dodgers and the Yankees, their team ERAs were 3.53 and 3.62. Okay? The Tigers team ERA right now is 3.42. It's better than both of them. That's not the only measurement, right? But the walks and hits per innings pitched, all right? So last year, the Dodgers walks and hits per innings pitch was 1.18. The Yankees was 1.24. The Tigers team is 1.19. It's on par with the Dodgers, what they were a year ago. They were Dodgers 1.18, Tigers 1.19. What has happened so far is on par with the two teams that played in the World Series. I have no issue with shoring up the pitching. What I kind of take exception to is the word need. Do they need to? Well, any improvement anywhere helps. But what they're doing right now is on par with the World Series teams from a year ago.
Yeah.
If not better in some way.
In some way, sure. But it's also, it was not a great June for this team from pitching staff because their team ERA was just under four, 3.93. Now they're off to a better start here in July. It's 3.17 in July. The walks plus hits per innings pitched is a little elevated, but they have gotten better. I still do think they need to add to the bullpen. You can shore it up. I'm not going to back off that. I really firmly believe they're going to. I mean, there's some little downer news on Alex Lang that they've stopped his rehab assignment because he had some pain in the lat, which is what he's rehabbing from. So his J.J. Hinch referred to it as a delay. It's not a setback. It's a delay for when he's going to come back, but they're going to be very careful with him moving forward. Maybe it's just a couple days rest, and then they'll give him some more opportunities. But they have to find more useful arms to come out of that bullpen. I don't have, me as a fan, I don't have a ton of confidence in the guys at the bottom part of this bullpen. I mean, it's nice to see, you know, once in a while you've got, you know, Carlos Hernandez is showing an ability where you can throw the ball 100 miles an hour, and it's awesome. But I don't know where it's going. You know, Hanafy and Herter have had their ups and downs. Chase Lee has been a really nice piece for this team, but I'm wondering when is that going to be Cinderella shoe coming off at some point, because it feels like just sidearm pitchers are just, you know, it's a little bit of a quirky thing, and at some point people get adjusted to it. But I have no problem. Go out and get another bullpen arm to ease the burden on the guys that are at the back end right now with Canely and Vest, and now fortunately Tyler Holton's coming back into form, but like to give those guys a little bit of a rest by adding another piece to them.
As far as his comments regarding Michigan, I will follow up and just say, second to what time's the Michigan-Michigan State game going to be this year, the question I get asked the most is how good's Bryce Underwood going to be? And until you see a guy in action against an opponent that's not being polite, you really can't know it. And I, as much as I hear incredible things about practice, I've also watched quarterbacks that were great on State Street, where the practice facility is, and struggled on Main Street, where the stadium is, because everything changes when the games start. And so you can have all the raw ability in the world, and this kid apparently does. There's just no predicting it. And, you know, that will be told through time. So I've stopped with, you know, bold predictions about what freshmen are going to be. I used to love the, ooh, here come the freshmen. Who are they? Why aren't they playing? Blah, blah, blah. And now I've realized it's literally impossible to predict. A lot of promise, of course.
Yeah, there's a ton of promise, and he looks like a man. He doesn't look like an 18-year-old kid. I mean, he's very he's got a very matured body for someone who's that young, and it's going to be exciting watching him play because he is so heralded, but there's going to be growing pains with it. It's not just how the quarterback plays. It's how is the offensive line going to perform? How are the wide receivers? Are they going to step up their game? Are the running backs going to get the job done? I mean, there's a lot of questions with it. There's a lot of questions with every team. Michigan State's got the same questions. Is Aiden Childs, how much is he going to grow in year two now that he's got a full year under his belt in that system?
Another quarterback with a ton of promise. 248-539-9797. All right, we got some news about the All-Star game I want to get to. And then Gator, did this boyfriend, was what he did fair or foul? We'll get to that at 12:48 on 97.1 The Ticket.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.